generation under the new media.
The punk rock band Green Day's Grammy Award-winning CD American Idiot is about three boyhood friends searching for meaning in the post-9/11 world. Its songs, along with some from their later Grammy winner 21st Century Breakdown, form the core of the musical American Idiot that opens the season at the IU Auditorium. Green Day's American Idiot is a real rock musical. It's on the model of The Who's Tommy and Jesus Christ Superstar. Hard, loud, pulsating sounds like the title song alternate with quieter ballads like Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Music director and keyboard player Evan J. Newman leads a two-guitar, bass, and drum outfit. A unique element is a prominently featured cello. Dialogue sparse, and there's just enough to key the flow of the lyrics. Sound amplification is excellent. Most of the lyrics come through cleanly. Johnny, Alex Nee, along with his friends Will, Casey O'Farrell, and Tunney, Thomas Hetrink, set out to leave home for the excitement of the big city. It's an adventure that's mostly misadventure. Johnny finds love with what's-her-name, Alisa De Palma, but a decidedly unpleasant side of himself in St. Jimmy, Trent Saunders. Will finds that his girlfriend Heather Kennedy Coggle is pregnant and reluctantly stays home. Tunney, aimless in the city, gets sucked into too much TV, joins the army, and is wounded in the fighting. It's an accomplished and confident cast for American Idiot. They all sing and act with variety and authority. American Idiot's staged in a big, open, three-story warehouse with the wall dotted with television screens. Sometimes they have messages, sometimes multiple images from the show. Sometimes the whole wall is a screen for projections. It's quite effective and impressive. Most of the dancing in American Idiot has a very simple elementary school playground feel to it, with plenty of climbing and jumping on that big set. The exception's an incredibly beautiful aerial ballet of the hallucinating Will with the extraordinary girl, Jenna Rubai. Emotions and feelings in American Idiot are about the junior high level. This is rock and roll, folks. But the consequences, unwanted pregnancy for Will and Heather, serious drug abuse for Jimmy and what's-her-name, and a permanent war wound for Tunney, all very much adult. The show concludes with the bittersweet coming home again, but it seems a bit tenuous, and the rave-up finale as the entire cast strums Time of Your Life has a gritty questioning quality. American Idiot at the IU Auditorium has its final performance this evening at 8 o'clock, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. I don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone.